Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. You know, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and it reminded me of something that I wasn't sure if I had shared with you all as of yet on this podcast. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but it's this concept. I've been telling people this a lot lately, and if I've said this before, it's okay. This will be a really good reminder for those who may feel like they're in a similar season. I feel like the last 6 months of my life has been happening to me. Now, I don't know if you can relate to that concept. Like, I feel like the last 6 months of my life has just been happening to me. I usually happen to life. I usually am the aggressor in the scenario. I am usually the one making things happen in my life, orchestrating things, building systems, putting together plans, making things work together. That is usually what happens. But in this season of my life, man, life is happening to me. I mean, seriously, it's like I can wake up in the morning and about by 9 or so in the morning, my whole day is just derailed. Maybe it's an email that happens. Maybe it's something with my kids. Maybe it's family, whatever. But like, something can literally pivot my day. And so my planning brain, my organizational brain freaks out just a little bit because each and every day has really got me going with the flow. And I'm not a go with the flow type of person. You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot lately, there was this one day that I was really like trying to put into words this season. I was really just sitting and processing in my mind what I felt like this season was. And I feel like it's a lot like a river. I feel like this is a really good metaphor for my life. I've been using it a lot lately, actually. But it feels, you know, the flow of a river is so natural and so peaceful and so gentle. It can be fast. It can be rapid. Sometimes the waters can get stirred up and you move really, really quickly. But for the most part, life really can be a natural flow and progression from one thing to the next. Unfortunately, for people like me, maybe you're like I am, when I get moved into a certain direction or pivoted into a certain direction in life, I start building. I start building dams. I start building things. I start building systems and processes in order to make where I've been pivoted to work for me. So when I have a career change and I move from one thing to another, I feel as if now I have to build in that direction. Right? Okay, let's go ahead and plan the next year. Let's go ahead and plan the next 2 years. Hey, what does 10 years in this career path look like? And then God will be like, nah, dog, you got to go this way. And then I'll be like, but you moved me over here. I started planning over here. And now it feels like you're disrupting the whole flow. When in actuality, it's not him who's disrupting the flow. It's me. You see, the flow of the river is natural and smooth. Unless you build something that's an obstruction to the flow of the river. And I feel like over the course of my adult life, I've been building a lot of obstructions to the flow of the river, to what God wants to naturally do in my life, which is move me seamlessly from thing to thing to thing and allow me to be able to thrive and flourish in it. If only I would stop building obstructions to stop the flow of water and then get disappointed when my dam falls. Then get disappointed when the thing that I built doesn't work anymore because I've been moved and pivoted to another thing and another season. Do you feel this way? Like life is just happening to you. I think that's a good thing. Now, this is not a removal of your purpose or your drive or your ambition, certainly selfish ambition, sure, but not a removal of your personal drive and ambition that's been given to you. But this is an opportunity for you to take a moment and really assess, am I the type of person that happens to life? Or am I the type of person that allows life to happen to me? In a motivational sense, in a self-help sense, anybody would tell you, you need to happen in life. You got to make it happen. You got to work. You got to grind. You got to hustle. And I'm not opposed to several of those concepts because I've lived most of my life in that. But I'm just starting and beginning to understand that in this walk, this journey of discovering who it is that I was actually created to be. I think in all of our journeys, we start to realize the things that are of utmost importance. We start to embrace the places in which we actually have limitations. I think that's the fullness of life, is embracing the things that you can't control. That once you actually get to that place and you say, you know what, these things are happening and I don't have any control over it, that's when you find a certain level of peace, knowing that you're not in control, but someone is. And for me, and what I believe that that's God, that God is in control of all the things. He's ordering my steps. There's this proverb that comes to mind where it says the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. I truly believe that we have the ability to plan. I don't think that God's mad at me for building obstructions in the river, but ultimately he's the one that is in control of the river as a whole. He's going to order my steps. He's going to establish my steps. He's going to remove every obstruction that I've placed in the pathway so he can ultimately get me to where it is that I need to go. So what obstructions are in your life right now that you've been building that God is maybe looking to tear down? What are some places in your life right now where you've been building obstructions, where you've been planning your way and it is interfering with the steps that the Lord is trying to establish? Where in your life today can you tear down the obstruction and go with the flow of the river? Because truly, I believe when you do that and you allow life to happen to you, that doesn't mean you don't have ambition. That doesn't mean you don't have drive. That doesn't mean you're not proactive. This is not an excuse to be lazy. But what would your life look like if you began to get out of the way? Embrace the things you cannot control. Certainly, embrace the things that you can, that you've been given domain over, but embrace the things you cannot control and allow life to happen. Accept life on life's terms. What you've been given, let's do our absolute best to make the most out of it. Instead of building in a certain direction to try to avoid the hurt or the pain or whatever else may lurk in the river along the way. Listen, I really hope that this encouraged you today. I hope it gave you a new perspective, a fresh sense of understanding of what it is that you may be going through in this present season and what it looks like for us to let go, relinquish control, embrace what it is that we cannot control, and ultimately allow God to establish our steps, to move us through the river, not passively, but actively in participation with him. We would swim where he's calling us to go and not keep building obstructions to stop the flow of the water. Really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.